you're going to school and you're basically learning how to be an employee instead of how to be a boss. And if you want to be a motherfucking boss, you need to learn from a program that teaches you how to be a boss. Welcome to the Dream Smarter Podcast, a no BS conversation about entrepreneurship and becoming successful in smart and efficient ways. Hi, friends. Thank you so much for joining me today for this week's episode. My name is Alex. I'm the host of the show and the founder of High Moon Studio, which is a brand and website design agency. And we also have education for designers and entrepreneurs. So today is an interesting day in podcast world because we are going to be talking about college and becoming an entrepreneur. Some of the things I'm going to talk about may not be the popular opinion, but I don't really give a fuck. This is my opinion. You can have yours, all the things. I did go to undergrad, I did go to graduate school, and I did go to art school. So I have a graduate degree, I have an undergrad degree, and I have an art degree. So I went to a lot of schooling to get where I'm at, and I didn't even really need it, okay? So I have a very strong opinion on college. I have a very strong opinion on just what society deems we should be doing with our lives. Like, you're basically taught growing up to go to high school, to get really, really good grades, to then get put in a really great college. And by the way, if you don't get really good grades or if you don't get in a good college, then you're shamed for it. And then when you do get into college, you need to get really good grades so that hopefully you can get a really good job outside of college. And then if you don't get a job right away, it really sucks. And then if you go to grad school, you have to pay just like fucking so much money to go to grad school to get a further degree and then maybe not get a job after grad school. And then if you go to art school, it's like this whole other fucking thing, right? So, and they don't teach you. I'm really talking right now to, like, I'm not talking about doctors or a lawyer, like that you need to go to school for, right? I am speaking about entrepreneurship. When you go to school, I did go to school. I went to undergrad, grad school, art school. I did not learn about how to be an entrepreneur. Not one fucking bit. So this podcast is really for people who are considering being an entrepreneur and wondering if they should go to college or not. I get so many DMs from people. I even get DMs. It's really so wild. I get DMs from people who are like 16, 18, and they're like, Alex, hey, I love following you. I really want to be a designer, but I feel like I need to go to school. Do I go to school? Should I go to school? What is your opinion on this? I don't even know what to do. I really want to start my business, but I don't know what to do. So this podcast episode is for you, whoever that is, all the people out there who are considering not going to school and becoming an entrepreneur. According to a recent Nielsen study, about 54% of Gen Z's indicated they wanted to start their own company. What does that tell me? That tells me that we are going to be moving into a small business revolution. We're moving into a small business revolution. We're kind of already there, especially digitally, okay? So I want to be just a guide for those people who are like, I want to be an entrepreneur. Do I have to go to school? These are all my opinions, of course. As mentioned, I feel like I always have to preface that because I don't want anyone to be like, well, I went to school and it was really great. That's wonderful. I'm so glad. I'm so, so, so glad. I think that school is great for some people, but I don't think everybody needs to go to school. We're going to get into all of the tips and the reasons why I'm telling you to skip school if you want to be an entrepreneur. Number one, it's not mandatory for entrepreneurship. You don't need a fucking degree to become an entrepreneur. Whenever I'm hiring people, I rarely ever look at their resumes. I mean, I might just like quickly glance over it, but that shit I don't care about. It's like, who are you as a person? What programs do you know? What are you good at? What do you want to do? That's what I want to know. I don't care about the school they went to. I don't care about the grades they got. I care about who they are as a person, what type of worker they are. So that's number one. You don't need school to become an entrepreneur. So why do you feel like you need to go to school to become an entrepreneur? You know what I'm saying? Number two, they don't teach you much about actual entrepreneurship in college. They teach you how to work for other people. So you're going to school and you're basically learning how to be an employee instead of how to be a boss. And if you want to be a motherfucking boss, you need to learn from a program that teaches you how to be a boss. OK, Okay. Number three, the internet is beaming with info. You don't need to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars going to college in order to learn things that you're going to have to research on Google yourself outside of school anyway, right? So, I mean, there's lynda.com, there's programs like designer training, which is super great for people who don't want to go to school but want to become a designer. It gives you all the tools to set yourself up for success. And just to kind of tag along with, you know, the internet is just filled with information, you can really find a mentor or another entrepreneur who does exactly what you want to do and take courses from them. You can take courses from people who specialize in exactly what you're trying to do. So you're not like beating around the bush in college taking English classes when you want to be a designer. That makes no fucking sense. I mean, yeah, you need to learn how to write, but come on. Like, do you need to take like 5 English courses throughout a 4-year program in order to learn how to write? I don't think so. Maybe instead of doing that, you could take a copywriting course to support your design skills, okay? It doesn't mean you need to be a copywriter, but I guarantee you that program is going to be a lot less money than going to motherfucking school. Wow, I'm swearing a lot. I'm very passionate about this. Even back when I was in college, like all of my speeches that I had in my speech classes, because I was a communications major because I didn't know what I wanted to do. So I was like, okay, well, I'm just going to do the most general thing ever, which waste of money, but whatevs. All of my speeches were on like why unpaid internships are bullshit, all of these types of things, why college is annoying. So anyway, I'm very passionate about all these things. Let's get into the next tip. If I were to go back in time, I would have used the money that I invested in college to invest in my business so that I could make more money off of the money that I invested in my business. Money makes money when you're investing it correctly. You can either throw it at a college that isn't going to do anything for the career that you actually want to pursue, which is entrepreneurship, or you can be like, yo, that program is 100 grand. What would fucking happen if I was like, hey, mom and dad, or hey, bank, I'm going to start my own business instead of go to school. So I'm going to use that money to invest in my business instead of going to school and see what happens. I guarantee you, if you're very serious about it, that you will start making a lot of money way faster than your friends who are going to school. And with that, the next tip or reason why you don't need to go to college if you want to be an entrepreneur is you can build your business and also intern for a mentor or another entrepreneur as you're building your business so that you can make money while you're actually slow at making money in your business. Because obviously the first day you start your business, that's going to be the slowest day of your whole business, okay, right? So it's slow ramping up. And then once you get to a point where you're like, okay, it's like happening. It's a snowball effect, really. Business is a snowball effect if you're doing it correctly and growing it correctly. So in the meantime, when you're slow, work for somebody else. I did this. I worked for another designer. Her name's Maddie. She actually lives here in LA. I don't know if she listens to this podcast, but if she does, what's up, Maddie? She's super dope. I kind of supported her. She would freelance for agencies. So I would support her in, you know, creating some stuff for different companies as like a designer underneath her. So that was really wonderful because I learned a lot about, you know, different design. I learned from her as I was working from her because she was more experienced than me. So it was great because I was starting my business. I was still getting income and work from somebody else that I didn't have to go and search. You know, she was the one searching for the clients and then I was kind of supporting her. So I didn't have to search for the clients. I could actually focus on searching for clients in my business while, you know, making money on the side working for her. So that's something that you can do as well. So you're basically getting like one-on-one time with a mentor who is somewhat of a teacher, basically showing you the ropes on how to run your own business, which is super, super great. Number 7, you know, I'm sure some people are going to be like, well, I want the college experience, which I totally agree. The college experience is super fun. I wouldn't want to miss it myself. So here's my little tip on that. Skip the actual college part, but move in to a house with your friends on campus and go to the parties, do the whole college life, but grow your business during the day. How much of a fucking flex is that? Like, okay, see you guys, have fun in class, and you're like sitting on your computer all day growing a business. That's dope. That's super cool. And then you can party with them on the weekends or whatever. So you don't need to miss the college experience because you're growing your business, right? Like, we can have our cake and eat it too. So fun. And number 8, you can try doing a gap year. Like, you don't need to be like, okay, so I'm going to give up college forever. I'm never going to go. That idea is out the window. I mean, if you're that type of person, cool. But if you're like scared of throwing it completely out the window, take a gap year. Try and start your business in that year. Be like, I'm giving myself a year to start this new business and try it out. And if it doesn't work out, then I'll go to school. Because in reality, you think about like my first job out of college. So I spent all this money and 4 years of my fucking life to go to school to get a degree. And I got a job as this like marketing person at a pool company. And I was making like $45,000 a year, okay? My first year in business at High Moon Studio, I made 85K. So you look at that, that's like double, right? So if you can just make 40,000, you know, whatever it would be as your first job salary in your first year without even going to school, that's going to give you so much confidence to just continue. And if it doesn't work out, if you're like, wait a second, I tried it during this gap year. I realized I don't want to be an entrepreneur because reality is not everybody is meant to be an entrepreneur. So you're going to realize if you're meant to be an entrepreneur, if you're not meant to be an entrepreneur, and then you can be like, okay, cool. My gap year is done. I decided against this. I'm going to school to become something else. And you tried it. And then you realize you didn't like it. And that's beautiful. That's exactly what you want to happen, right? At least you know, and you're not like, I wonder if I would have done this. What would have happened? There are no second guesses. It's like, I tried it. I went after it. I didn't enjoy it. So now I'm going to school and I'm going to fully enjoy that process as well. And then the last little, I'm calling these tips, but they're not really tips. They're more so of like reasons. The last reason is you're just going to find so much purpose by doing something yourself and creating something from scratch that will impact the world and other people. You know, becoming an entrepreneur, it gives me so much purpose in every single little thing that I do. And whenever I see somebody, you know, whether it's a branded website design client or it's a student, succeed and make more money in their business and build this dream life of theirs that they've always dreamed of, it's like, oh, my heart bursts. It bursts. It really does. It's the most amazing feeling in the world. Just achieving things on my own too and really like going at it and just pursuing the things that I want to in my life and being able to do whatever the fuck I want every day. There's nothing like it. There's absolutely nothing like it. So you're going to find so much purpose in it. I mean, I do, if any of you guys out there are, you know, considering like, do I become an entrepreneur? Or do I go to college? I hope all of these tips really helped you. And I hope that you feel comfortable reaching out to me in DMs if you are still questioning it, because I'm so down to talk to you about it. Yeah, I just think it is such a hard decision. And I think we feel so much pressure from society to do what society tells us we should do, which is go to school. It's almost like if you don't go to college, you're like stupid, which is stupid. Seriously, like how silly is that? So silly. It doesn't make you smart or stupid or any of those things. It's just what, you know, society has told us. So don't feel bad. Pursue what you want to in your gut. Like, go after something that you can't stop thinking about, and you're going to have such a fulfilling life. Yay! Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. If you really enjoyed it and want to write a review, we would sincerely appreciate it, and so much so that we would like to send you something. So go ahead, write us a review on Apple Podcasts, take a screenshot of it, send it to Becca, which is BECCA at highmoon-studio.com. And she'll send you a little something, something in the mail as an appreciation for writing us a review. Thank you guys. I will see you next week. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Dream Smarter Podcast. My name is Alex Kraling, and I challenge you to grow your business the smart way, not the hard way. Follow along at Dream Smarter Podcast on Instagram.